Science, It's Just Not Fair, by Dave Perry. So, your school is having a science fair. Great. The science fair has long been a favorite educational tool in the American school system, and for a good reason. Your teachers hate you. No, seriously. Although a science fair can seem like a big pain, it can help you understand important scientific principles, such as Newton's first law of inertia, which states, a body at rest will remain at rest until 8:45 p.m. the night before the science fair project is due, at which point the body will come rushing to the body's parents, who are already in their pajamas, and shout, I just remembered the science fair is tomorrow, and we gotta go to the store right now. Being driven to the store by pajama-wearing parents at the last minute is the most important part of any science fair project, because your project, to be legal, must have an official science fair display board. This is a big white board that you fold into three sections, thus giving it the stability that it needs to collapse instantly when approached by humans. The international scientific community does not recognize any scientific discovery that does not have an official science fair display board teetering behind it. Many top scientists fail to win the Nobel Prize for exactly this reason. Once you have returned home and gotten your display board folded into three sections, allow about 6 hours for this, it's time to start thinking about what kind of project to do. The prize-winning projects are the ones that clearly, yet imaginatively, demonstrate an interesting scientific principle. So you can forget about winning a prize. What you need is a project that can be done at 1 a.m. using materials found in your house. I did a project in sixth grade that was called Phases of the Moon, and it consisted of a small rubber ball that I had darkened half of by scribbling on it with a pen. You were supposed to rotate the ball, thus demonstrating scientifically that the phases of the moon were caused by, I don't know, ink.